Navy Federal is proud to serve over 8 million members and is open to active duty military, the DoD veterans, and their family members. Receive a lifetime of membership benefits like a credit card APR average that is 4% lower than the industry's member-only exclusive rates, and more. Visit NavyFederal.org/around for more information or call 1-888-842-6328 or download the Navy Federal Credit Union app today. Message and data rates apply. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information.
The Around the NFL podcast gets Noivis for their live shows.
That's a man.
Hey now.
I'll get that in a second. Hang on. Welcome to another edition of the Around the NFL podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I am joined in a winery so classy, filled with heroes. Yes. Mark Sessler, Chris Wessling, and Greg Rosenthal.
What's up, boys?
There it is. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dan.
Thanks for coming.
Hey.
How is everybody?
Thank you. Whoa. To the seven women that are here, too.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Way more than seven. Thank you.
There might be 12.
I hope you're appropriately liquored up.
This is vaguely intimidating. I feel like there's a lot of human beings here. And at any point, I just get up and walk away, and you'll never see me again.
Yes.
It was too much.
My only goal was not to fall off. This is the type of chair that I would totally tumble right off of, and there's still like another hour plus to go. So
I like when they were coming up with, like, where should we put these guys for a live show? Let's get, like, a really classy, sexy winery for a bunch of classy, sexy guys.
That's checks out.
Checks out. That makes sense, right?
That's why they never put us on video.
You know, and you guys, I'm glad you guys are here because every day we're in that cramped studio when we do the show, and we talk about what Wes wears, and we say, look at Wes's bod, look at what Lakeisha, the paramour, puts him in. He went from a 3 to like a 12.5 out of 10. Look at the look at the coating of the brown shoes, and then up to, look at how it's fitting on the arms. What a hot bod, and what a hot dude.
Yes.
Give it up for Wes.
Yeah.
A total piece of ass.
It's very generous. I haven't lifted a weight or moved since cancer.
Wow, okay. That's
is this
fair.
Like the time we should talk about Dan's hot bod on guys obsession? Because it's like...
I mean, we could open up the books here.
It's like it doesn't last more than a few minutes without some sort of rating of a guy's
bod. But I think he's got it. Your ability to evaluate has been spot on.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, you can try to take it in an uncomfortable situation... But I'm just more, I see what I see, yep. And then I comment on it.
It's
we're analysts, ultimately, you know?
Let the record show that Kevin Patra is like 5'9" and 140 pounds.
Well, I mean, the man's not here to defend himself.
he does not deserve
body.
That, Wes.
So we're really excited to be here. And thank you, everybody, for coming out. This is so incredible. We did a show out in London, and it was fine. But you know me, I like America. I like being here. And here we are in Atlanta, and you guys packed the joint, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Make some noise if you're a Patriots fan.
That's right.
Whoa!
It's going to be a rough night for you, Dan.
Love y'all.
All right, you guys can go now if you want. What is this guy? Here, let me see this. Hang on.
Oh, no. Brady is a go get my lunch.
There could be shadowy league figures here. I can't.
There are.
I can't show anything. All right, so we're here to do a show. This is our Super Bowl 53 preview podcast, which means we're going to talk about a lot of things, and this will go up live on NFL.com tomorrow. So we're all part of history together. Doesn't it feel special?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do today? Here we go. You know who's coming back? We have a special guest. Tiny Box is not here, unfortunately. Actually, I did read Colleen, who we're doing our NFL.com show during the week. We did our Tuesday podcast, And then it was a bridge too far. I said, I texted Colleen. I said, hey, do you want to do the live show? She's like,
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
It's like, are you paying me? No, so I mean, no Colleen.
The special guest is so special that it's not even a human.
Yeah, we do. It's a female. Her name is Bridget. So the Bridget Super Bowl bot 3000, she's going to be here. She's a beautiful woman. Machine. Also, Harlan. One of our favorite games, What's More Likely? We're going to dig into that. Mark and I we're going to have to talk about the Patriots, right, Mark?
We are, but we're going to do it our way.
Isn't the whole show about the Patriots?
There's going to be a reckoning.
Oh, yeah.
And it is that time of year.
There's the Rosenthal it. Sneer.
It is.
He's getting heckled.
It is that time of year, so go get my lunch. And, Mark, I know you last year there was a very controversial go get my lunch.
I don't find it
wager.
Controversial on any level. I'm dealing with three clowns who simply can't come around to truth and justice.
Nah, don't encourage him. We'll make our game predictions, and then we want to hear from you, the audience. We'll do a Q&A after the show. So if you guys have any questions, now's the time to think of it. But before we get into that, it is Super Bowl week, and you know during Super Bowl week there are a lot of stories. I mean, that's part of the machine, Wes. So you got to manufacture news content.
It marches on ceaselessly.
Much
to Mark's dismay.
Only mine.
Sure, like Wes. The U.S. Postal Service.
Is Daddy ever coming home?
Mark has been ready for this season to end for about 4 weeks.
Weeks?
I wish I could argue you, but I want to finish it well, but I'm ready to be at some point free of all of this. I need
That's
it.
Fair. That's fair. All right, so where we're going to start here is a new game called Does It Matter?
It's like a new game.
It's not the best name, but we, you know, came up with it earlier today, and it was fine. All right, so here we go. I'm going to go through some news items this week, and you're going to tell me if it matters or if it doesn't matter. And I'll start with this. Nickell Robey-Coleman on Tom Brady. Each has taken a toll. Chris Wessling.
Does it matter?
It does not. Why not?
Doesn't matter because we've seen he's gotten better over the last few weeks. He's over his MCL tear, playing really well. And we saw him. He was in the zone. How often is a quarterback in the zone, which he was in overtime with his ball placement? It doesn't matter how old he is.
I mean, he played his two best games of the season after having a week off, and now he just had another week off.
I mean, Wes is not a huge fan of player X, talks about player Y to begin with, so I'm not shocked at the answer.
All right, so it doesn't matter. All right. Mark, what was that?
Fair point.
They know.
Mark, this one's for you. Sean McVay, Bill Belichick. They text, quote, basically, close quote, every game. Does it matter?
I think we feel like this is the story that Sean McVay deeply regrets sneaking out to the press, because there was that uncomfortable moment during opening night, if that's what it's still called. I believe that is opening night,
proper,
a wonderful event for all the Shadow League figures. I really enjoy going to that and attending that. But Belichick sort of standing there awkwardly as Sean McVay had to answer that question with the two of them standing there. Belichick doesn't want anyone to know who he's texting or who he's communicating with. So it was just too much inside baseball.
But there's also, there's that. The Belichick could be annoyed. There's also the angle that Sean McVay, he's young, his first game here in the Super Bowl. He learned a valuable lesson. Never divulge anything even a little bit interesting early in the week, because then you got to get asked about it 4,000 times before Sunday. I think that's what happened here.
But to answer your question, I think you could argue that nothing matters, but I think it matters a little bit because Sean McVay is going to be around for a long time, and I think he learned a lesson right there.
All right, on that note.
Makes him human, Bill Belichick.
You ready, Greg?
That matters. Yeah, let's hear it.
Does it matter? Sean McVay, and you guys might know this. This is out there on the street. Street's talking. He's 33 years old. Do you guys know that? It's crazy.
I'm going to say it does not matter.
Why not?
Because he's better than almost any coach in the league as it is. Age ain't nothing. I mean, the old guys over there, they've proven it this side of the room.
Ouch.
I don't know why I'm just like leaning into trying to get
booed.
No,
it's an endless stream of ultra-ageism from Greg. Every show, every episode.
I mean, Greg, I like that, but that did feel unnecessary.
Most things I say, they are.
You're like 4 years younger than us, please.
Greg, by the way, we are in Atlanta, and this is a perfect place because
a lot of Falcons fans. I'm impressed.
We love the Dirty Birds. There we go.
Falcons fans have been through a lot. I have a lot of respect for them.
All right, Wes. Home teams, 21-31 all time in the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a home team in the Super Bowl. It's a neutral field.
That's untrue. Every year there's a home team.
No, there's really not.
I'm totally with you. What about the odds? Does it matter, Sessler, that the Rams are wearing their throwback jerseys and the Patriots are wearing the white jerseys? Which are they? No, I can't even bring myself to even build
it up. In terms of a predictive nature, no, not at all.
All right, here we go. Mark.
Double question.
You. Tom Brady, quote, zero chance of retiring after the Super Bowl.
Of course it matters, because I actually thought about a month ago that, you know, if the game went the way he wanted it to, he might walk out on top. Just, you could argue there's nothing more for him to accomplish. Mm. But it completely matters because it backs up everything that he's been saying about his own career for years. He's not backing off it.
I feel like
and
I'm
he's still in your Jets division, so it's going to matter to you.
Oh,
I'm one
for
of the
reminder.
Rare Patriots fan. I would like him to retire if he wins the Super Bowl this year.
You
like,
want Brian Hoyer starting week one next season?
Finish it off against the Rams, close it down, and just like drop the mic. I would be totally fine.
Are the Patriots fans, does anybody else feel that way? You would like to see him go out with a win?
Can't
yes.
wait for the Brian Hoyer like, era.
Don't worry about any gradual decline. It'd be beautiful.
Get Ryan Mallett back.
You know I love my... One more year. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. How about this one? And you know I love my kickers. Greg Zuerlein, he's kept his foot injury secret from the Rams. Should, if you're rooting for the Rams, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing that in this country right now and across the world. That's, I'm a little nervous about that one, Wes, because that guy, he's a G.
This matters because not only does he have one of the biggest legs in the league for field goals, but can he put it out of the end zone and prevent Cordarrelle Patterson from returning kickoffs?
Mm. Probably can.
Probably not. All right, here we go.
Greg,
I want to hear your thoughts and also Mark's on this one. Sean Payton binged Netflix and ice cream after the Rams defeated the Saints in that controversial NFC title game.
Now, I think that does matter. It made him human. He's not a guy that you always kind of think of and you want to wrap your arms around him really as a likable guy, and that did it. We talked to Cameron Jordan. We talked to Cameron Jordan today, and if Falcons fans like Saints going through pain, I mean, they're doing it. Cameron Jordan said he watched the game four straight times between Monday and Tuesday and just thought of all the things that he could have done differently, and just think how much worse this week would be for all you Falcons fans if New Orleans had taken over this town, which is what they would have done.
Your thoughts, Mark?
It matters to me if I need more detail. The flavorings of the ice cream. What sort of dish or condiments went with the ice cream, and what is he binging on Netflix? Netflix has a wide umbrella of programming. I want to know
what
his mindset
was. He said the same as you, Bundy and you.
I was going to say, did he take Wes's advice and watch you?
I mean, that's what we all watched the last few weeks, but did, you know.
Check out the Ted Bundy documentary.
I watched that myself, but that would be more
now we're just
I'd
talking
be a little
about
things concerned if NFL head coaches are binging that 2 days after a loss.
Last one, Wes. Aaron Donald, LA is a football town now.
It doesn't matter because it's not true. LA's not a football town in any, unless it's college football.
Do we have any Rams fans other than Lakeisha here?
All right. Is that Lakeisha?
I think I heard
yeah,
Lakeisha also.
I recognize that.
All right, so, well, that's telling. And it's interesting that, you know, the Patriots, of course, have been to this game 9 times in 18 years. I think that everyone in New England has been to at least 3 Super Bowls at this point. So if the Rams cannot outdraw Patriots fans on Sunday, and I have my suspicions they won't be able to, it's not going to be a great look.
I would say this. L.A. is not like, hey, be good at something for, like, 10 days and we bought it. You gotta win the town over. They're on their way. You couldn't have asked for a better start for the Rams.
Well, that's fair. Good seg, guys.
That was another PR message for the
nice
Shadowy
seg.
League people.
Nice seg. Nice way to get things going. What are you guys drinking tonight, by the way? What do we got?
Wine.
Bruce, anybody drinking Tito's? There's like one Russian
one
guy.
One Tito.
Right there. That's good. There
we
were
had
a couple
a
Tito's.
Or two
this is our first ever green room in the back, and I have to say, took advantage of free booze whenever you can.
Mr. F bought us a round.
The great Mr. F.
Shout out for Mr. F, the greatest sponsor in the business.
All right, here we go. It is time to make some Super Bowl 53 predictions with the help of the Bridget Bot 3000. So we're going to go around the horn here. Let's start, though, with Chris Wessling. Give us a prediction, and then we have a state-of-the-art computer robot that will deem whether or not it is something that should be taken seriously.
Well, we all recognize that Tony Romo is a natural, and he's already great at his job. But he's yet to have his, like, Al Michaels, do you believe in miracles broadcast booth moment. My prediction is that Tony Romo has his signature broadcast moment calling Tom Brady, Tom versus Time, two-minute drill in the biggest stage in American sports.
Ooh, I love it. It's kind of the whole Romo thing is fascinating, and we talked about it, Wes, because I know all of us are kind of fascinated by what he's been able to do, how big a story it was. You wonder if, like a football player has a prime, an analyst, this, you know, coming out of the game a few years, if this is his prime. So we need to kind of enjoy it while it lasts before he turns into Terry Bradshaw. And he's just like sitting at a dais for 9 straight minutes without saying anything.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
You're getting paid for this.
I do wonder if Jim Nance is ever like, what about me?
No, Jim's getting banged
it.
A little
says
bit
it like
right
that.
Now. You know that Jim's got some issues. all right, let's see. Well, I liked it. I think we all liked it, right?
Absolutely. What does this robotic minstress think about
it? Let's see what Bridget has to say.
Another faulty delivery for the quote-unquote mailman.
Oh. A faulty delivery for the mailman? That was such a great take.
Quote-unquote mailman. He literally delivered mail.
He was a mailman.
If there was a robot hell, I would send Bridget there.
Be careful.
See, you're starting to come around to where I'm at.
I don't know why she's so unpopular. We do this game and she gets...
It's a big spot for Bridget to be taken
I know,
out
big
for
spot.
The Super Bowl show. A lot of pressure on
All
her.
All right, Greg, we took her out for a ride. It's your turn now.
Right.
Give us a prediction.
My prediction is that Dante Fowler and Ndamukong Suh are going to hit Tom Brady twice as much as he's been hit in the playoffs so far. That Dante
Ooh.
Fowler, when you look... that they're going to hurry him throughout the game. If you look at what has been different with this Rams team in the playoffs, it's Dante Fowler and Ndamukong Suh. And especially in the NFC Championship game, it was Fowler. You're putting two guys on Aaron Donald. And Fowler, it wasn't just the game-winning play that he had. Like, play after play, his quickness was beating the tackles of the Saints, who are better than the tackles of the Patriots. And by the way, he had his other best game of the year as a member of the Jaguars against the Patriots back in week 2. They're lining Ndamukong Suh up at defensive end, at defensive tackle. He got his sack when he's playing one technique over a nose tackle. I just don't think the offensive line of the Patriots has played a group like this. Mm. And it's going to be harder for Brady. Doesn't mean they're not going to win. I think I'm just saying it's going to be harder.
Mark is incredulous.
Greg, unless like Dante Scarnecchia is on psilocybin 12 minutes before kickoff, I think Brady is going to be fine.
You ready for a humble brag?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Before I left for the Super Bowl, Lakeisha and I ran into Kara Henderson Sneed at a bar in Manhattan
The wife
Beach.
Of GM of the Rams.
Name dropper.
And we spent like 10 minutes talking about Dante Fowler as the X factor in this game.
He's a beast.
I mean, that was a humble brag, I have to say.
Came through.
I mean, it did connect. You know, Fowler's a guy, he's interesting in the fact that he was a nice pickup, but it wasn't making a ton of noise.
No.
And then he has the hit, the hit on Breeze that leads to the interception and overtime. If he does what you think he could do, how many more millions is this guy going to make on the open market if he gets there? This is how you make the money.
I mean, I thought he was the most valuable player on the team. And Sue being able to move all around, I'm throwing him into this mix too. Like, he smells the Hall of Fame right now. It almost feels like he was chilling during the regular season, and now it's just like Sue time.
All right, well, Greg is so great. He, along with Wes, built Roto-World brick by brick.
This feels condescending.
You actually
all Greg.
Won. You told us in the green room. I wasn't aware
well,
of
asked.
This.
Someone asked.
You yeah. won some type of fantasy award. Like the, you called it the best picture of fantasy writing award, which was what? Fantasy writer of the year?
It was, yeah, the fantasy sports writer of the year. A nice little plastic trophy that's somewhere.
So he's a smart guy. And that was a great take. Obviously, Bridget will be
I mean,
on
the
board.
Humble brags just keep coming.
Let's hear what Bridget has to say. This will be fine.
Crack is whack, Greg. Go to rehab.
Oh, you know what? Go to rehab?
I mean, if anyone was going to rehab out of this four, it wouldn't be me.
Bad look for you,
you
Dan.
Sure?
I don't even know who I mean. That's what's
yeah,
beautiful.
Wait, that is
that's
what's
dangerous
sounds,
about
that's
it.
Only slightly judgmental.
I don't know about that.
I also feel like the podcast just took a dark turn with that one comment that will, if they did like some type of like a behind the music or like a football life,
right.
That would be when like he says it and then it goes to black and white and then they show our reactions.
I mean,
and then nothing is ever the same.
Hit back at the machine, please.
I mean, be mad at the human programming this computer.
That's silly. All right, Mark.
Okay.
Now, just for people, you guys are all obviously listeners of the show. Last time we did this, Mark got very upset. With the way the robot, what came out of the robot when she did her computation. So just bring the heat this time, because we don't want that again.
I don't want that either. I'm going to bring the heat right now. At some stage in this game, a player will sustain a big enough rip or tear in his jersey to require serious attention by a team tailor and or equipment staff. I'm talking a big-ass rip. Analyze that, Rosenthal.
Team Taylor.
Wow.
I don't know if there are Team Taylors, but you have to. You know.
He's got a sign that says, I have a Sessler.
So you have a Sessler
yes,
about
sir.
That one, huh?
Browns, Super Bowl champions.
I love this guy.
2047.
All right, well, I like that. I always like when the jersey gets ripped. It's masculine, and it shows that the game
sure.
is physical and
you
brutal
see,
in nature.
You see, like, the body and the parts in the yeah,
like Earl man. Campbell putting his head into Isaiah Robertson.
Not that
jersey.
Big of a rip, but a big noticeable rip.
I wonder what the robot will have to say about this. The last time we played, you called it the whole segment a manufactured joke, as I recall.
Accurately.
All right, let's hear what happens this time, because there's really no way you can take that any other way. Let's see what the robot says. Bridge?
Mark, that is a manufactured joke. Ha, ha, ha.
I do like British accents, but I don't like that one.
She's become sentient. She has a sense of humor now, and she's mocking you.
Well, listen, I mean, if you want to get into how this whole segment is cooked up, we can just go on with it.
All right, here's my prediction. All right. Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman. Edelman... for the first 5 weeks of every calendar year, turns into Jerry Rice. So to think that he is now going to get shut down in the Super Bowl, your boy is going to have a big game.
And okay.
that, what does that mean? 7 for 100, maybe a touch.
Aim higher.
Could be higher. Gronk, meanwhile, the rope-a-dope of taking him out of the offense and all that, I think he shows up big in the AFC title game. And you know the Rams and Wade Phillips are going to say, oh, people aren't noticing that the Patriots have a sneaky, like, check down, boring as hell offense where Brady
here it comes.
Completes like 79% of his passes to running backs out of the backfield. We're going to take that away. So what's going to happen? Gronk, who's had 2 weeks to rest up, he's going to be revitalized. He'll have a big game too. So my prediction is Gronk and Edelman go over 230 yards and score 2 touchdowns combined. Monster day, and I'm very nervous about it.
I want to hear what Bridget thinks about this.
You guys are getting killed, so I don't imagine I'll do well.
Yeah, but
no,
she's under your thumb.
That, please.
She's a robot. Let's hear what she has to say. I'm nervous about this. This is going to work out for me.
Dan, you have done it again. You are amazing and very hot.
Oh. Well, I got it. I win the segment. Mark?
I'm going to find this robot in the off season and take her apart bit by bit.
All right.
I always feel uncomfortable when Dan says too many nice things about the Patriots, what ulterior motives are going on.
Well, you know me well, my friend.
Let's take a second here to hear from a sponsor. Clean up your remote control clutter in time for the Super Bowl with Control Center by Cavo. Plug in your streamer, sound system, cable, or satellite, even your game console, and Control Center does it all. Control Center simplifies your home theater so you can control everything connected to your TV. With one easy-to-use remote with voice control. Don't fumble with different remotes or run out the clock with messy search results. See what they did there? Just say what you want to watch and Control Center will take you straight there. One universal voice remote controls it all, so all you need to do is say, watch any given Sunday, the show, and Control Center by Kavo handles the rest. Be the MVP of your Super Bowl party with Control Center so you can finally get off AV duty and bring back joy to watching TV. I love Kavo. It's super cool, really fun, and it makes you look really badass whenever you're at a party. You know, you have people over, you just say, hey, Kavo, you know, watch Super Bowl Sunday. Boom, it's on. Amazing. You gotta get it. Shop now just in time for Super Bowl Sunday and get 40% off Control Center with promo code AROUND. That's $59.95. 40% off the regular pricing of $99.95. Control Center is available at caavo.com and also Best Buy. Control Center by Kavo, one remote that does it all. Let's get back to the show.
All right, it's now time for one of our favorite games, What's More Likely?
What's More Likely?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's one of the hits. See? This guy's talking a lot, and you would think sometimes, like, oh, he's talking a little bit too much.
He needs
but when
to be
he has
put.
Great ideas, yes, we're going to call, this is the game we're going to play. You just heard it, so that was the warm-up. The game we are playing next is called...
What's More Likely?
Nailed
beautiful.
It.
All right, get us going. Mark, you're up first. Actually, no, let's start with Wes.
Okay. You got to save Mark for the cleanup hitter on a category like this.
Yeah, what do you got, Wes?
What's more likely, two players everybody has been doubting for the past month, not at their physical peaks, Rob Gronkowski leads all players in receiving yards, or Todd Gurley leads all players in yards from scrimmage?
What? No. Now the crowd?
Gurley!
Well, I was going to say what's more likely, but you guys think it's Gurley. Let's work this out. Let's workshop this, everybody.
A lot of people went broke, doubt, and Gronk.
After he does his setup, then you drop the what's more likely. And then if you want to decide what it is immediately after that, then you say it. All right, here we go.
I don't trust you.
He doesn't trust me. All right, there we go. So you said Gronk
has more receiving yards than any player, or Todd Gurley has more yards from scrimmage than any player.
Mm.
What's more likely?
There we go.
Gurley,
huh?
Well done.
Gronk.
See, Gronk, I'm nervous about. But like I just said, I feel like they are going to employ him and he's going to have a big game.
P-scale. But
my P-scale is about 14 for any Patriots Super Bowl game out of 10. But I also think it's a really good one because I also think Gurley, he's going to bounce back. He's not going to touch the ball 5 times.
I think McVay made it so clear and he, you know, he blames... So
was that an answer? Which was the answer there?
Oh, Gronk. Okay. Bummer.
I'm going Gurley. I think McVay all week, you know, he blames himself for everything that goes wrong with the Rams, which he obviously should not be. But the usage of Gurley in the NFC title game. And
the guy who dropped 2 passes. And
No doubt. But that also was like a reverse unicorn game for Gurley. He's not going to have that happen again. And I think there's a big motivating factor here is to have Gurley right away. By the end of the first quarter, we're going to find out that he is there with a lot going on, a lot of yardage.
You never want to go reverse unicorn.
No.
You don't want to be
dangerous.
Is that a maneuver?
I just made it up. I don't know what it
my
is.
My boy Porzingis just got traded from the Knicks. No unicorn talks today.
Okay.
It's too soon. It's too soon.
I think it's got to be Gurley. When I look at the Rams, they've played zone defense throughout most of this playoffs and the second half of the season. But when that's playing into the Patriots' hand, you would think they'd play a little more man. And, like, who does Aqib Talib cover? That's their most physical cover guy.
Gronk.
It's Gronk. And to me, that's a mismatch in favor of Talib. As much as I love Gronk.
Ouch!
I think Gronk can get off. He won some one-on-one matchups against the cornerbacks in the AFC Championship. He'll get his numbers.
Are you worried that he can't jump anymore?
Yes, that's an issue. Although I did like that he was
sports,
dancing.
In sports, typically, yes.
Like, his feet do not leave the ground. So he gets a nice, you know, 6 for 78. But Todd Gurley has a better chance to do better.
All right, why don't you throw it out there, Greg?
What special teamer is more likely... Oh, I messed it up. That's like... I do this every
Shake
time.
No one's here. No one's watching. It's like 300 people here right now.
Mulligan.
What's more likely? Cordarrelle Patterson... makes a game-changing play. It doesn't have to be on special teams. Could be as a running back, could be as a receiver, could be as a returner. Or Johnny Hecker makes a game-changing play, either with his foot or his arm.
Or his legs.
What's more likely? Johnny Hecker.
Did you just ask if he's going to have a game-changing punt?
Said
he with could, his legs or his arm?
He could like have a game-changing punt. Absolutely. He's like one of the great punters of all time.
Well, you know, as you know very well, the second Giants-Patriots Super Bowl, was it Matt Dodge, the Giants punter, was as big a reason for the Giants winning that game as pretty much anybody.
As Eli.
Well, we were calling that was our first Super Bowl. We were calling him the MVP here. At the end of the second, at the first.
Bill Belichick is somewhere right now, like mumbling how much he loves Johnny Hecker what a weapon he is.
Or he's texting Sean McVay about it.
Mark, you're up.
Did we answer?
Go ahead, answer. It's time.
Hecker's the GOAT.
He is. Giant, too.
I mean, I think Hecker with his arm may make a game-changing play. That's part of their offense.
All right, I'm with you. You're up, Mark.
All right. Number one, hello to my wife, Simone. I'm sorry
Simone
about everything.
Simone Sessler! Yeah.
I largely apologize for who I am. Where are you?
Here's a little fun fact. Simone and I, born on the same day and year, and there's a bond that, I mean, Simone.
Baby buddies!
Think about it. Mark, sometimes you we're almost like twins in a way.
Yeah, it's a developing situation. It's concerning. I monitor it heavily.
I mean, more best friends, but yeah, okay. It's something to monitor if you want.
Well, she's my best friend, Dan.
Oh, damn it. Ouch. That hurt.
You're my second best friend.
I hate it here.
Okay. Here we go. Do I start by saying what's more likely?
Oh, my
See,
God.
It is tricky.
I'm like one derivation removed from Colin Fox.
This segment's
Fox
been in mothballs for a while. Connie it's
Fox,
tough.
All right, go ahead, Mark.
All right. In an attempt at deep psychological warfare, the New England Patriots try to run the Philly special, or the LA Rams try to run the Philly special.
What's more likely?
Patriots. Hasn't Tom Brady tripped every time they've tried this play?
Do not throw the ball to Tom Brady. He's like a college freshman after, like, the fourth beer. Like, if you put him in the open field, he is going down.
That's not what I hear about Tom Brady's beer-drinking ability.
The last time they ran a play very similar to the Philly special, Tom Brady tripped and tore his MCL and basically ruined the next 5 weeks of the Patriots season.
So how do you even survive, Greg,
like
with
a Malcolm
such
Butler,
disappointment?
Right, a Malcolm Butler.
What a hard life you have as a Patriots fan. 5 weeks of doubt. My God.
The dark ages.
Unbelievable. All right. Here's mine. Oh, do we have anybody?
Does anyone want to answer the question?
I mean, I answered. That was my
Rams.
Answer.
Okay.
Rams. All right, here we go. What's more likely? The Patriots appear in two more Super Bowls before Tom Brady's career is over, or the Jets or Browns win a Super Bowl before Dan and Mark's lives are over?
Wait, say that again. What was the Patriots?
Patriots appear in at least two more Super Bowls before Brady's done. Or the Jets or Browns win one Super Bowl before Mark or myself are dead and in the ground, worm feed, hopefully 50 years from now.
I mean, the X factor is there's no way to know when we're going to die.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a little sneaky.
Assuming normal life expectancy.
It's one of the real issues with human existence.
It is.
Mark.
It's a lingering mystery. I mean...
Wait, is this the Human Existence Podcast?
It can be.
All right, welcome to the Human Existence Podcast.
No, I'll let you speak about the Jets, Dan. Are you kidding me? The Browns are going to the Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield. Woo! Book it. And they're not going there to lose. They're going to win, and then they're going to win another, and then they're going to win another, and then I'm going to be... I don't even need it after that.
I mean, honestly...
Shit me out to sea.
Well, that is what Baker Mayfield has done for... And I'll speak about Mark specifically, because you are the only Browns fan... Or the friend of mine that I know is associated with the Browns the most. It's hard to talk.
Hmm.
That he changed the entire outlook for the fans. Like, it gave you swagger. Like, when he said that we're dangerous, or I'm dangerous, whatever he said. It was adorable.
I was just like,
Mark came into the office the next day, just like.
Mark was far cockier about the Browns than I was about the Patriots in December. No
and
doubt.
It worked out. They won 7 games.
What a victory. I would love, yeah, I'm kind of counting on Baker Mayfield.
How many games did the Jets win this year?
4. And thank you for asking.
The usual.
What are you insinuating? We're on the same team here. Get this man out of the facility. I don't know how he got in here.
It's like
the answer is Dan and Mark, but unfortunately, it's Baker Mayfield and the Browns.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying. I don't care who it is.
Oh no.
I just want the Browns or the Jets. Somebody.
I've said this for a while, and you guys always roll your eyes, that they're going to win. Both of them will win a Super Bowl in your lifetime. I think you're going to live happy, productive lives.
You have like a Yoda
lifespan.
You
and Simone are going to have grandchildren. And over a long enough timeline, it happens. That's what happens in sports.
It's a vote for modern medicine.
All right. There you go. All right. Nice seg.
Went well.
Solid seg.
Thought it went okay.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying our live show. Did you know that Lowe's is the new home of Craftsman? Lowe's is my new go-to destination where I can explore the latest innovative Craftsman products, including their new V20 power tool battery platform. The Craftsman's V20 cordless power tool lineup features a high-capacity lithium battery that's part of Craftsman's interchangeable battery system. So it works with all the tools in their V20 lineup, giving you the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Not to mention a longer cycle life resulting in extended battery life. You'll also want to check out the V20 brushless power tools, proudly made in the USA with global materials in Charlotte, North Carolina. These brushless motors deliver high efficiency and with greater durability. Pair them with Craftsman power tools accessories like drill bits, saw blades, and more. For the latest Craftsman product updates, visit lowes.com/around. That's lowes.com/around. Lowe's is the new home of Craftsman.
Let's now bring up a very important, vital part of the Around the NFL podcast. We love her. She does amazing work, and she's got sass, and that's what we like about her. Erica Tamposi, we know her as Ricky Hollywood. Come on up. Ricky! Woo-hoo!
I thought you were going to bring Andrea Kramer up to the stage.
You're
going
to have to talk, because it's going to take me a minute to get all the way up there.
Come on.
You're going to have to fit.
By the way, this is why Erica took the job right now, to be able to come up on stage. We're very excited to have her here and live out her dream. Is she coming?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
I mean, this is where we need some of those Browns hecklers just to chime in again.
Behind you.
Hey, now.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, smooth.
Ouch. All right, what we're going to talk about now, and I would like... Erica, how are you, by the way?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, what's it like working with us in general?
Why are we over here just together?
Yeah, why are we? It's really, really awesome working for you guys.
Which one is your favorite of the four of us?
Myself.
There you go. All right.
How about one who got you another job?
Wes, I'd like you to slide over one chair. Ricky,
whatever you say.
Ricky, if you don't mind, could you sit there on your stool? All right. This is going to be a surprise. For you guys, the three of you. Mark and I, we want to have a discussion, don't we, Mark?
We do. It's time.
Listen, a lot of America and the world has Patriots exhaustion, and so do we. And what we've decided here is we're not going to fight it anymore.
No.
It is time to give up any hope that this stops. We understand now the Patriots will be winning or appearing at Super Bowls, 3 to 10 years ahead from here right now?
At the low end of the spectrum.
So you got us. We give up. So Erica, Greg, Wes.
Wait,
we want to offer our what?
What am I doing on the Patriots side?
Oh, you're
I'm
serious.
Unbiased. I'm football agnostic.
Hold on one second.
What are you grabbing?
He's got props.
Wes has been carrying that water
right,
for the Patriots.
Right. Up and down the hill.
Up and down the hill for years. So don't tell me you're not in this conversation. So Wes, Greg, Erica, we surrender. We surrender, that's it. What we're going to do, though, we want to offer up the terms of surrender. This is what happens in warfare.
Is this like Yalta?
What is that?
This is like Yalta?
It's kind of like Yalta, Wes.
I mean, I remember that.
A ref and I don't know, and I just
Dan
go, yeah,
does
yeah,
not
yeah,
know
yeah,
what
yeah.
Yalta is.
Definitely. All right, so we're going to take turns offering up some terms of surrender, and then you guys can decide whether you accept them. Now, one thing to understand, if you do not accept our terms of surrender, Mark and I will quit the podcast and move to the deep woods of Vermont and buy a log cabin together and live together.
I didn't script that.
We'll talk about it later.
That sounds hot.
That would make my life so much easier.
All right, here we go. You guys, here's the first term. Patriots, you're not allowed to have any more quote-unquote underdog narratives that, you know, are used to inflame. I mean, come on. Used to inflame the fan base, move merchandise. I see you, Edelman.
Woo-hoo!
And talk yourselves into a reality that simply does not exist. You are the house in blackjack. You are the evil empire. Just own it.
What do you think?
I mean, I remember a lot of people picking against this podcast all year.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait, you're on that side? I might have to leave Patriots fandom if you're trying to act like they're actually underdogs.
You're not getting out of this, Wes.
You're in too deep now, Wes. Mark, you're
in too deep. Term number two. For as long as the Patriots kick butt, Ricky Hollywood must comply to a strict uniform code that requires her every night of the week after 5 p.m. and all day long on Saturdays and Sundays to exclusively wear My Little Pony-themed shirts, pants, hats, socks, and workout gear. Off-brand My Little Pony garb is forbidden. Every article of clothing must be genuinely trademarked My Little Pony wear flush with pinks, aquas, and lavender tones. No excuses, no BS.
I do that already.
That sounds fun.
It's not a reach.
Yeah,
all right.
Like, what? Okay.
No more inside sources telling us about epic statements Tom makes behind closed doors. This is something that is way on my radar. We hear that it was reported, I'm the baddest mother effer on the planet. We know, you know, I know Tom Brady. Over 20 years, he didn't say that. That was completely made up. Brandon Spikes, he says to Brandon Spikes, another report that came out a couple weeks ago, you think I play this to go to Pro Bowls? And that is like all it is after 20 years. He's not saying these things. Babe Ruth didn't call his shot. It's all legend making. No more of that. No more Brady legend making. Let the play on the field tell the story. Is that okay?
I mean, you're telling a story with like the rent that he's paying inside your head that you're thinking about this all day.
Fair enough.
Well, for accuracy's sake, Michael Jordan is the baddest on the planet.
All right.
So Brady's number two at the very least.
This is how you win the crowd. Or Dominique Wilkins, right, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, he made it to the Eastern Conference Finals once.
Ouch.
All right, mark it up.
All right. Until the Pats totally bite, Erica, Wes, and Greg will take turns giving Dan shoulder, thigh, Ooh. And buttocks massages every day at 3:28 p.m. to commemorate New England's comeback win over, I'm sorry.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
Whoa.
Hey.
Get him off the stage!
I was rooting for you. But, and as an adjoinder, each one of these massage sessions will air live on Daniel Jeremiah's Instagram story.
That's good.
I thought you were going to say air live on his podcast, which would be an improvement entertainment-wise.
Wow.
Is HR Damn. In the audience? Curious.
Who is Daniel Jeremiah?
That's a great question.
Don't know. This one's simple, and I feel like you guys will comply. No more Bon Jovi in Robert Kraft's luxury box.
Please.
We just don't need it. That's it. We don't need the Bon Jovi.
I would say no more luxury box shots in general.
He
Please.
Is coming hard. Kraft, or at least I guess CBS, is coming hard for Jerry Jones's corner on the luxury box cutaways. Kraft versus Jera is one of the battles to watch right now.
Leave Bon pitch. Jovi in 1987.
Ouch.
Jerry's just doesn't happen in February. For as long as New England is annoyingly awesome at football, all three of you must endure the following. Every April 16th, Bill Belichick's birthday, you will each be crammed individually into a cardboard box complete with food, water, and waste bags. You will then be shipped, ground rate, second class, from Los Angeles to Foxborough. Dan and Mark will monitor your progress via USPS tracking technology.
Wait, you got the post office in on this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are two of my favorite people in the world. If I'm going to be stuck in a box with anyone.
You're in a box by yourself.
I mean, that's my favorite
individual
person in
boxes.
The world,
so. Hey, Ricky, do you know how to play piano?
What do you think I am?
I don't know. Producer.
I mean, I could try.
I'll give it a shot.
Hey, now.
She can play a little, maybe?
I know chopsticks, I feel like.
All right, try it.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Is that our quest?
No, that's a Steely Dan song.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Deep breath from us.
Oh. Hey now.
What a talented woman. Give it up for Ricky Hollywood. Very good. All right, here we go. One more. One more.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going well. I feel like they are going to...
I think we're getting our message out there, and it's being met fairly.
All right, here we go. No more Scott Zolak until the scientists can find a way to effectively medicate him.
I love Tom Brady.
Definitely no more Bill Belichick zombie chants. Yes.
Hmm. Yep.
No more Tom Brady mob taunts. Oh, oh yeah, well, there's Bill. Bartlett, Ryan Bartlett had maybe gotten to the open bar before.
He's been drinking my wine back there, but I thought it'd be okay.
He puts the bar in Bartlett.
No more Tom Brady mob taunts.
We're excited. I hope you guys are excited.
Oh, my God. No more of this.
And as Dev said, let's let him hear it all the way down to Atlanta. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here. We're still here.
We're still here.
Y'all paid just to boo us for an hour?
And finally, no more of Jim Nantz accidentally revealing his man crush for Brady live on air.
Mr. Cool takes the snap.
Mr. Cool is not a thing. Mr. Cool? It's not a thing, Jim.
I agree emphatically to that term.
Yeah, those are
close
fine.
It out, Mark.
Those All right, fine. The eighth and final term that you will agree to. Until the Patriots dynasty dies, Wes must, starting this Monday, cease writing any and all football content. Instead, he must launch an obsessive WordPress blog focused exclusively on Nancy Drew. Daily deep dives on every single Nancy Drew novel, impassioned Wes-created fan fiction centered around Nancy Drew's adult struggles with cocaine, ecstasy, Adderall, star caps, mushrooms, molly, mescaline, and pure strains of Colorado-grown hash. Along with the written content, Wes will host a weekly 3-hour-long podcast called Nancy's World.
We're starting with Super Fudge.
You're in.
All right, now that we've laid out the terms, Greg, I'll let you speak for the group. Do you accept our terms of surrender?
Hell no. I mean, I remember Mark Sessler having a fist bump with a gleam in his eye as Tom Brady finished off a drive against the Seahawks about 4 years ago.
I don't remember 2 years ago.
Because he enjoys football in the moment. He'll get you back on Sunday.
So that's a no.
That's a no.
Oh, that's great. All right, this segment's over. Get out of my seat!
Greg doesn't speak for me. I accept all terms.
Ricky, no. Wes, do you need your bucket? Gotta carry that water.
I'm done carrying their water.
All right, it's time to play Go Get My Lunch.
I know.
Oh, it's one of our famous games where we make predictions, and what we want to do is predictions about the game that... lead to our gogetmylunch.org by Nick Fortier, who does an awesome job tracking the standings of where we are with our predictions. Now one each for Super Bowl 53. Let's get it going. Greg.
So many options here. Let's go with the simplest one possible. That a guy that Mark Brady Mark Sessler apparently doesn't... shout out to Mark Brady, by the way. He's out there.
Confused him with a shadowy league figure.
Doesn't appear to enjoy watching anymore, Tom Brady.
Ouch.
Wins the Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl MVP. How many would that be for Tom?
That would be 5, I believe.
That is an onion hanger.
Got to win the game, and he's got to perform.
You would think, yeah. I mean, he plays so out of his mind.
I like this matchup for the Patriots passing game. I think ultimately they're not going to be able to run the ball as much. And even though they do get after Brady in this game, that he steps it up.
All right. Okay. We'll see how it plays out. I hope you're wrong.
We have to decide if we're taking it.
Yeah, that's true. Forgot about that.
Well, I'm going to approach this from a Greg Rosenthal angle. Mathematically, you've got the field, so 45 active players on each side.
That's true.
One out of 90. But then you have to carry the three and factor in that he's a quarterback and
math
the greatest of all time. I'm still taking the field.
It's the percentage play.
The field is the smart play, they say. What about you, Mark?
I know that you think that I cannot stand Tom Brady. It's quite the opposite. It's just that I root for a different team. But I will.
Well, not really, but yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Ricky's got the wine, too.
I think if they win and he has even a...
Oh, now I get it.
Good work, Eric.
A relatively successful game, he gets the MVP. I just think there's two... This is all narrative, right? I mean, you don't not give a 40-something-year-old quarterback the MVP.
Gave it to Deion Branch.
Greatest of all time, no doubt.
And we know Jim Nantz, we just talked about it. What do you call him, Hot Boy? Oh, no, Mr. Cool.
Yeah, hot not Hot Boy. No.
It's Jim Nantz who I think hands the trophy over. He's involved with the...
Hopefully it's not Witten.
Presentation. Yeah, exactly. Poor Jason Witten. That poor guy. After the year he had, I mean, give the guy a break. Well, that's a fair point, too. You pick it up from the base. You always know you pick it up from the base. I will not take you up on that because I think the Patriots have a good chance to win. And Tom Brady, narrative, 41, Jim Nantz, Mr. Cool. I can't take you on it. All right, I'll do one. Sean McVay, who, by the way, did you know he's 33? True story. Do you know he's half the age of Bill Belichick? These are all nugs that I'm dropping for the first time. He did. He played against Edelman in college. All right, anyway. McVay and Belichick will have a midfield encounter at the end of the game that will be a big story after the game and into the next week. And I'll tell you why. It's not just something I'm rooting for because it'd be fun. I think there's something to Belichick, who is hyper-competitive. He loves being known as the GOAT coach. And all this hype that Sean McVay has been getting over the last 2 years, what better stage could Bill Belichick ask for than to knock the young prince off the throne, than to completely destroy him or potentially attempt to embarrass him on the stage of the Super Bowl? Remember in Fight Club when Ed Norton, pounded, pulverized Jared Leto's face, or is it Leto? Jordy Catalano's face, and they're like, why did you do that, psycho boy? I just wanted to destroy something beautiful. I think that's where Belichick's head is at in this game, and I think what could happen here...
I think that's where your head's at right
now.
No,
don't go near Sean McVay's face. And I think that leads to potential issues at midfield.
I mean, I get a sort of wish-casting vibe with this one. Number one... McVay would never do that to Belichick, so it has to go from the other way, Belichick towards McVay.
That would be the more likely, because he's done it before. Bill, we haven't seen it in a while, but it's documented that sometimes he gets a little cranky, he could be a sore loser, and on this stage against the kid, maybe...
When he loses the Super Bowl, he looks like a cadaver that has had all the blood drained out of him. Really feel bad. I'm a Patriot. I love Bill Belichick more than
anything. But he's hot the rest of the time.
So bad for him in that scenario.
I'll take you up on it.
You will, okay.
Well, why not?
Belichick does live in a hollowed-out volcano in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That's absolutely true. Google Earth.
But the odds are against you on this one. I'm taking it.
Okay, that's fair.
I think, like the way you've been reading the Patriots for years, you've got this totally wrong. Bill Belichick has so much
how
respect.
Smug.
I mean, you've been waiting. You've been saying gradual decline for a few MVPs. Bill Belichick has more respect for Sean McVay, I think, than just about any coach in the league.
And that's why it'll be so disgraceful.
And I think Bill Belichick showed last year he handled the loss well. And if they win, he's going to be in a great mood and I think be as complimentary as humanly possible to Sean McVay, like someone that he sees, I think, kind of carrying on another guy from a football family who he loves, essentially.
So you're taking it?
I'm not taking it.
Somebody's not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
That's an onion hanger, by the way, Greg.
That
you sure,
is an
you
onion
want a
hanger.
Redo?
I mean, they don't. The sandwich tastes the same whether it's an onion hanger or not.
Wes, you're up.
A touchdown will be scored by the defense or special teams.
This is like an old desert people prop bet. Greg got a little excited.
Yeah. This is right in his
in
wheelhouse.
I want to. Yeah, I'm trying
We're
to
waiting.
Think. So no more specifics. Just any special teamer or defensive player.
Exactly. A non-offensive touchdown.
Yeah, I'll take that. I mean,
I'm with you. I'll take it too.
I could feel Kyle Van Noy maybe on one of those
Corey Littleton
where they
block
don't,
punt.
Where they don't know who's coming through and he pops it free and John Simon runs into the end zone for a Patriots.
We're the only
touchdown.
Football podcast that talks about special teams with such enthusiasm. It's incredible. I mean, it's just it separates us. Mark?
I'll take you because I know no matter what my prop bet is, it will be talked down, shredded, and not accepted.
And I think Tom Brady could get picked off. I mean, you got Wade Phillips, who
the son of bum,
who confused them quite a bit in 2015 with the Broncos by changing up his coverages. And I did notice this week, Wade Phillips noticed that Bill Belichick said that he hasn't changed his defense in 30 years. And he made a little sly comment the other day that's like, hey, I'm just a simple guy. I haven't changed my defense in 30 years. And I just thought, oh, no, he is sending the house at Brady. And either Tlaib or yeah. Marcus Peters, who are as good as anyone, maybe picks him off and goes to the house.
Peters is due.
I like, by the way, shout out to Dave Damashek, who reached out to Wade Phillips and had him dress up like his dad, Bum, getting off the plane, coming to Super Bowl week. That was a nice moment.
Nicely done by Shaq and Bum Phillips. If you haven't read about him, one of the great characters in NFL history.
Where can you read about him, Wes? Here comes the plug.
NFL.com/loveyablue.
Chris Wessling, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
it
you.
It is a great piece, and Wes is a gifted writer. Finally, Mark.
They've taken that off the website. okay, Super Bowl 53 will float along at a pedestrian pace. Everything will go just as planned until, in a moment of total weirdness, a foreign object tumbles down from the ceiling of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and onto the field.
Like a pink d***?
No.
Last podcast. It's
Thank
signing
you,
off.
There might be a Bills fan in the crowd.
It's not Buffalo.
I'm not predicting what the object will be, but it will not be a human.
Well, that's good.
Yes. But maybe one of those bags of confetti typically stored for the winning team.
Oh, like, malfunction.
Like, comes undone like early in the game and it just rains down on the field. Maybe a stadium worker, one of those ones that are way high up, drops his Reuben sandwich. Maybe a dead bird tumbles down to the turf, shouldn't be flying inside of a dome to begin with.
That's his fault.
I'm not sure what the object will be, but something will fall on the field before the game wraps. Something.
Let me say this, Mark, because what happens with these controversial props you make,
they're not
you leave just enough wiggle room where no matter what happens, you make a case that you're right. So let's cover all our bases here.
Make it specific. So, I mean, if like something falls out of a referee's pocket or if someone drops a you know,
no,
trash.
No, it's from the roof of the stadium. Like we're talking it falls like.
It has to be significant enough that the broadcast mentions it.
Absolutely. Okay. We're all going
to
be talking, about it.
We need to have more structure.
I'm not saying that, no one saw a small object fall from the ceiling. No one saw it, but I'm going to argue that it happened. It's going to create a Twitter storm and a waves of mysterious comments and people
and
wondering.
And it has to fall from above.
From
how high up? What is the minimum feet?
What I wrote was, because we always have to go back and read these things, a foreign object tumbles down from the ceiling of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I mean, from the ceiling area, I'm talking like one of the highest ledges up there.
What is your access level on your credential? Can you get up there?
No comment.
I'm on to you, Sessler. I'm tracking this closely. I will take you on it, though.
You will? Yeah. Okay.
I will Shocker. Absolutely take you on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I will take you and make you actually buy the sandwich this time. Please, because this is too ridiculous.
Okay. Let's make it a sweep.
There you go.
For Sessler.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're coming up near the end now, so it's game prediction time. Let's set up the stakes, as you guys as listeners of the pod know, and it'd be really weird if you weren't a listener of the podcast and you were here, but if that is, this is your first show, I hope you like it. But
Shout out to the bearded guy there, hope you like it.
Bearded guy! Is it all right? Is it fine?
Will you start listening?
Yeah, it's like C, C plus, B minus.
B plus.
All right. We pick a lock every week, week 1 through 17, and then through the postseason, and entering Super Bowl Sunday, Greg and I eliminated. It just wasn't our year. No big deal. What are you going to do? I got a trophy from last year. But
only one back of Wes right now. Yeah, we're there.
Mark and Wes. Wes, you're one game behind Mark, so there will be a lock. Now, you could both lock into the same game, and then it's over. Mark, you're the champion, the undisputed champ. Let's see how it all plays out. Mark, since you have the lead, it's only fair you get to make the choice first.
We would never have a scenario where I take Wes out tonight. We're not going to have that. This is going to go down to the final game.
I admire your sportsmanship.
I really, even right to the second and not sure who to pick, I've gone back and forth a thousand times.
Neither am I.
But the most Mark thing ever.
I am going to...
This will affect Mark's mood for the rest of the weekend. I have to let you guys
know. What?
There's a lot of pressure, not just on Mark right now, but on all of us.
What? I walk out of
Simone
this...
Simone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she knows.
There was a moment like a week ago or so where he let us into his mind where he mentioned, he's like, you know, Wes and I, we've just been thinking about this lock thing hour after hour the last week and a half. And I'm thinking, I don't think Wes has.
Not once.
I cannot do anything worse than tie for the lead, so there is a little bit of an element of
That's
peace.
True.
But you are right. I have made life hard for you all and for my significant other based on many things. Wes, I am going to pick, because I think this also aligns you with your future significant other, I'm going to pick the New England Patriots.
Let's get a score.
The score? 38. To 34.
Shootout. That's what they call it in the industry. Wes, you now have the option. The floor is open. You can accept lock defeat, which hypothetically you could because you're open and that you don't really care. And you love carrying the water up and down the hill. So it seems like it might be a little bit of a quandary for you right now.
Well, people don't really remember this, but the Rams were the better team all year.
Absolutely.
It's not until the last 2 weeks that people thought the Patriots were better. The Rams are the better, more talented team. I stand with the Paramore.
Right. Yeah.
Rams win 30-27, and I'm locking it up!
Well done. And what you did last week, locking against the Rams with the Saints, I worried that there would be no wedding to go to
no doubt.
In May. That was a risky move, but it showed that you're a man of principle. That was your pick then, but your pick now puts us in a lock-off with a title on the line.
It's the way it should be.
Hubba, hubba. I will tell you this. I don't want the Patriots to win, but after everything seems to be surging for New England.
Don't do it.
What?
Have some integrity. Well, let's see.
Everything seems to be, they're peaking the Patriots at the right time, which annoys me because they did feel like this was the end. But then what we saw in the divisional playoffs against the Chargers, my goodness, that was scary. They carried it on the go to Arrowhead, and now they got the confidence. And what's weird about this Patriots team is that what pressure is there for the Patriots ultimately? Yes, you want to win the Super Bowl. But, I mean, if Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl and wins the MVP, he's already the GOAT. If he loses, it's like, well, there's no shame in losing to the Rams, and it means you've been to 9 Super Bowls. So there's no heat on him. This is a dangerous spot.
I think it hurts more than it ever hurts, though.
Well, you could say that, but the way I look at it is no pressure at all. Mm. Okay?
Are you going to lock up the Patriots for a second straight week?
But then I thought about something. In fact, it wasn't something I thought. I was at my home last week, and I am not kidding when I say this. You would think this is a manufactured joke, as Mark calls it. I had a vision, a straight up legit vision of Rams. Yes, of Rams left tackle Andrew Whitworth walking across the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with his children in each arm. I am not kidding, with the confetti coming down and he is a champion. This was a real vision I had, and because of that, I gotta lock up the Rams. It's a vision. You never mess with a vision. Can you picture it? I even have the children. He's got four kids, twins, Sarah and Drew, Michael and Catherine. I'll go with the twins, Sarah and Drew in each arm walking across the confetti-strewn field.
And twins.
And twins.
And twins.
It's weird when they're kids.
Okay, that's...
I thought we got this guy out of here.
He picked us in the AFC Championship game. I appreciate it.
All right, here we go.
I'm still here.
What do you got?
I think the story of Rob Gronkowski is one of football's great stories. The greatest tight end of all time. A man-child who changed what is possible at the position.
Have you watched Seth DeValve?
Physical... Great hands.
Have you seen Jeff Cumberland?
Take him down.
By any chance.
Cumby!
Until this season. And this season has been tough to watch. If you love Gronk and you believe in Gronk, it's like watching a superhero who suddenly doesn't have any powers until the playoffs. And then he starts playing a little better in the first game. And then he comes out a little bit in the second game. And I look at him and I look at a guy who knows he's one game away from the end. From retirement. He's feeling free. His body is giving up on him, but he has a chance to be great one more time and rise from the ashes from what's been a terrible season. He's not the only person that's had a terrible season. There's a little man by the name of Dr. Rainmaker.
Mm. Oh no! Oh no!
Who's had it tough this year, made a lot of wrong picks, and
lost a lot of people, their homes.
Yeah, not to mention your clients.
And their children's college funds.
And unfortunately, the people that were with him, they can't be here tonight because they're in jail or they really don't have friends anymore.
Honey, we can't get Richard braces. I trusted the Rainmaker.
But much like Rob Gronkowski, you got to save your best for the playoffs. You got to push all your chips in the table for the Super Bowl. And in the city of Atlanta, you best sure got to make it rain down on them.
Oh. Get the view. The Rainmaker.
He's back. I mean, come on. You could go double or nothing for the whole season. I wanted to drop dollar bills on this entire place, but it wasn't going to happen with
dance,
the shadowy
right?
league
the
figures.
The doctor is in.
Well, the whole NFL, you know, gambling thing, this might be the last time it's the Dr. Rainmaker. So it is retiring with a win on Sunday, 31-21.
All right. And I have 34-31. All right, there we go. This is exciting.
Yes.
And it's been so exciting being with you guys. This is an amazing experience for us. So before we go, as I said at the top of the show, we'll take some questions for the audience if you have any. Do we? I didn't even think of this. Do we have a microphone, Ricky?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
Oh, we do. Great. All right. Who's up first? I can't see it. Oh, here we go. Right up in front. This gentleman.
Check, check, check.
Hey, man. What's your name?
My name's Johnny.
Nice who's sleeve.
All right, so look,
good
I got a question
talk.
For you. So we've had a lot of talk in the pod in the last week about over and under on drinks that you guys are going to be having. Mm. And I see you guys are drinking straight Tito's right now in the water bottle.
Of course.
Got that
good
right.
Looks. Where are we at? I want to know individual counts all throughout.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right. That's a fair question. And as Greg hinted at earlier.
Why don't we start the low end of the scale?
I'm not a drinking man. I'm just going to leave it at that.
He doesn't. He doesn't focus on drink.
He just judges us.
I feel like
there's
it's
been, no judgment. There's no
you know,
judgment.
It's been pretty under control. They're actually making us do a lot of work now here, which really gets in the way of having fun. But, you know, Tito's, he's always my friend. He's the one person I can trust in this world. So we're probably about, I don't know, 10, 12 deep. It's disappointing. Wes, it had been talked about that you were potentially going to have 100 drinks. Where did we come down?
My biggest takeaway of Super Bowl week is that I'm not going to come close to 100 drinks.
You hear that, Lakeisha?
I spilled half of it on my shirt the other night.
The night is young.
Yes. What Wes was walking around the bar in our hotel with a big red stain on his shirt. And I said, Wes, button that up. He said, don't tell me what to do.
That's where I keep it.
What about you, Mark? You've been having fun.
Well, I mean, I would argue that compared to past Super Bowls, the count is far lower because we have these early call times. Last two nights helped, though. They helped quite a bit.
We've only been here four nights.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know the number, but I hope to go past 50 by the end of tonight.
There you go. And we want, yeah. The fun thing is, if anybody wants to hang out and get a drink, please join us. Let's have fun together. Who else got a question?
We got one over here from Johnny. Oh.
Johnny.
So my favorite segment is You're the GM. And what has been your, I guess, y'all's favorite role to play, just GM or coach? Mm. Mm.
I mean, my memory only lasts like 3 days maximum.
Yeah, that's a goldfish memory.
Was that Dave Gettleman, I think, was a fun guy at one point?
Yeah, Gettleman was good.
You really nailed the accent on Gettleman. You got in character.
For me, it's a no-brainer. This one's for John! I wish we could play the La Cid version of the song, but just imagine it in your head right now. It's beautiful. Yeah, I love playing Elway because he's just larger than life, and it seems like any conversation with John Elway is just like him yelling at you either about a player or about one of his used car lots. Or just imagine that. Wes, how about you?
I believe I coined the Sugar Bear nickname for Reggie McKenzie.
You did a nice job with that.
Yes.
So that would be my favorite.
There you go.
I really enjoyed playing the role of Sashi Brown, but then he was sent very far away.
Sashi Brown!
Where is Sashi?
In fact, I don't think he's even identifiable on Google searches, and I am pretty good at Google searching people.
You guys want to hear a Sessler Bar story?
Yeah. I know where you're going.
Yes.
This was a San Francisco Super Bowl.
And Simone, please leave the room for 3 minutes.
Earmuffs.
And Connor Orr, who is a champion, purchased a bunch of drinks for us while we were finishing up the Super Bowl podcast. We came back and Mark put on a show yelling in front of all the sports writers in San Francisco.
Mark's gonna kill you.
Just randomly every 3 minutes, Sashi Brown!
Well, my expectations were met.
Well, that's true. All right, what else we got?
We got one right here. All right, sir? So my question's a two-parter. Number one, I've been watching Greg throughout this entire thing, and I've been noticing his 1,000 yards there. And I'm wondering...
Yikes.
Yeah, he seemed to be zoning out, and I've just been wondering, with his devotion to the JRVP podcast, Junior VP, I've been wondering, do you ever wonder where his allegiances lie?
Wow.
Ooh, I like
that. I thought you were going to ask if he was back on the acid.
Don't try to make trouble. Dan definitely doesn't like this question.
Yeah, what? Listen, answer the question.
Stinky Davis.
Yeah, I like your Stinky Davis tendencies.
The 1,000 yards there you would get used to if you just got to know me. That's kind of my general function. Like, Dan was talking about a number of things we discussed apparently as a group on the way over here, which I had completely zoned out for. I'm just kind of in my own mind thinking about things. Yes. And I would never worry about allegiances when it comes to JRVP. That is about to get canceled shortly based on our last episode.
I mean, all I do is change the name one more time to JRP because the vanity is so definitely implied.
That's fair. Who else got a question? Ryan?
Marcus over here has one for you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
On a scale of 1 to 10, New Orleans being 1, let's say Miami is a 10, how is Atlanta ranked as a Super Bowl city so far?
Ah. Well, I would say that one of the most important things, and we've been to a bunch now, humble brag, we're very lucky that the NFL sent us a lot, and one of the big things you want is accessibility. You don't want to be getting on a bus and traveling hours to get to the stadium or to the media night or to the hotel where the teams are. Atlanta, they do it right. Solid infrastructure
Absolutely.
In Atlanta! Everything's close. Yeah, infrastructure! So we love that. And people... and yeah, so the infrastructure is tremendous, but the people...
That's better than a Patriots cheer.
Yeah, the people also are super friendly, which we've been talking about. Everyone, whether it's people at the hotel or just people on the street, very cool. So
Dave,
it's been great.
And I can't wait to find out what Atlanta has to offer. There was one Super Bowl where Wes and I'm not going to even say the city... We were stationed like 140 minutes outside of the main part of town.
There were piles of rubble on every corner.
Right. It felt like Oswald's Minsk, Russia. And we were concerned for our own safety during that Super Bowl.
It's 3 hours and 45 minutes from the Mercedes-Benz Dome to Huckapoo's on Tybee Island.
Mm.
So Atlanta is my favorite Super Bowl city. I'm heading there Monday.
Forget
the charter flight back to L.A.
Yeah.
Infrastructure and geography proximity. and Southern hospitality. Couple more.
Hi. During Mark's sandwich props, we get a lot of apocalyptic scenarios.
Yeah.
What apocalyptic scenario do you think should be the name of Delaware's comeback album?
Oh, oh. Now, for those of you who do not know, including New Guy, how you doing, buddy?
Yes.
Greg in high school had a, it was kind of like a neo-funk goth acid rock band called Delaware.
So inaccurate.
A
little prog. So inaccurate.
He was the lead singer and keyboardist?
You know, just kind of like Little Maracas sometimes or whatever. So they're like the lead singer. Yeah. I did have dyed black hair down to here. I
mean, drink it in, ladies. Think about it.
We know from your Annie Lennox cover that you can sing.
Yeah.
That's true.
You got it.
Is there any way, and we have on our show reached out to your band members. We've been trying to track down a copy of Delaware's debut album and still the only album. We will get it one day. Could there ever be a second Delaware album?
Dystopian Cockroach.
Well, there was a couple albums. There was How Do You Want It Cooked?
Oh, of course.
How Do You Want It Cooked?
Yep.
What was the other one?
Album.
Strawberry Rhubarb was the label. Is Mike Burr in the house here? He was a Delaware fan. Mike Burr, get him back in the mix.
He's the one.
All right. Two more questions.
It's like none of us answered the question at all.
Melissa in the back here has a question.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey.
I was just wondering what team were you excited about before the season, and then after the season you're just kind of disappointed?
Besides the Jets? What about you, Wes?
I hate to say it. I picked the Broncos like 3 times in September and thought they were going to be fun to watch, and then I bailed on them by the time October started.
Yeah.
Case Keenum just didn't have it.
My answer is your Falcons. I mean, I picked them to make the Super Bowl. Give me a break. It's like, oh gosh, 2 or 3 injuries. Like, look at the Eagles last year. It was the most injured team in the league, and they won the Super Bowl. I thought the Falcons were going to be so fun, so fast on defense. I do love the people down here. It's been as friendly. The food's amazing. And this team should have been much better than it was.
I mean, I also picked the Falcons to win the Super Bowl, and I still like the team a lot. I think this was a blip on the radar in some ways. But I'm going to pick the Ravens because whenever the Ravens do anything more than go 2-14, I am upset on many levels.
And I'll just say, I don't remember really the framing of the question, but aren't we all happy that the Saints aren't here and 40,000 of their fans? That's how you win a crowd.
Good job.
Last question, way in the back.
Mr. Rosenthal, my question for you is, of the two podcasts you're a part of, how does it feel knowing that your producer is more talented than you are?
Ooh.
Oh!
You know, I'm
Thank
fine with that.
Very, very, very
How much did that
much.
Man get paid?
A lot of money. I'm
it's like Erica's
out.
Father.
You know, I'm fine with that. I got to the level of boss by recognizing people that were more talented around me, like Chris Wessling, and bringing him to the NFL that make
no,
me look
Dan
better.
But not Dan or Mark.
Well, you know, you guys
what
were just kind of
the
there,
other two people
so,
up here?
You know.
Good answer, Greg. As always, very good with people.
We got one more, Dan.
Before we shut this down, can I give a shout out?
Please do.
Simone Sessler and the paramour Lakeisha Jackson are
right
here.
Right over here, guys.
Stand up.
Right over here, near
they
me.
They are the rocks.
And I want to thank all of you who supported me through cancer. It really meant a lot, and it really drove me through it. Thank you.
Absolutely. So true. You guys are amazing. And our fans have always been so amazing. And when we set this date to do our first live show in the States, we were a little nervous about whether we would be able to pack the joint out, but here you are, and it just tells us we want to do more of this, so thank you so much for joining us, and go Falcons!
Yeah! Hey now!
And go Rams, and go anybody but the Patriots! All right, Cowboys, Lions, literally anyone. We like you all. All right, this is Dan Hansis signing off for The Quiet Storm, The Mailman, The Old Boss, Ricky Hollywood behind the glass, and all of you,
Ricky!
Until Super Bowl Sunday!